Okay, we are in verse Ein Tet, page Ein Aleph. Kolam Shacha, every draw, every essence of drawing energy or drawing light is have to come from Bchina Dalet, has to come from the fourth phase. It has to come from Malchut. Meaning, you know, what are you drawing into your life? What are you drawing? You know, if you end up with the wrong situation, why are you drawing it? Why are you drawing that into your life? Could be that you feel you're not capable of having more. Could be you feel you're capable of having more, and that's why you're never happy, and they're not happy. You're drawing more, but you're never happy because you're not drawing happy, if you understand what I'm saying. What does your engine look like? It's good that we studied before Shana. You have to start define your engine. What type of engine you have? What kind of thing your engine drawing into your life? You have to ask yourself, but not what do you want to have. What base on a track record, you know? How does your track record look like from the point of what you're drawing into your life? Is it money? Is it fame? Is it love? Is it health? Is it recognition? And then you have to look at it, what's your track record? How are you doing with those areas? If you feel that's what you're drawing. Again, what you want, what you're drawing, result. What you want, what you're drawing, result. What you want is not necessarily what you're drawing. Because a lot of people say, I want to be happy, that's why I'm working very hard to make money. So the original desire was to be happy. What they're drawing is money. So the result, they never become happy. So what you want, what you're drawing, and the result is a very important thing. Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase, is the force, the drawing everything. So how does it look to you this year? How was this year for you? Are you drawing the right thing? What was the bad thing you're drawing this year? What was the good thing you're drawing this year? You know, those philosophy or whatever you want to call it, has to be asked. We need to ask those questions. We need to... כולם שחי על פרידי בחינה דלת, לכן צריך על המסך שלו, יתפשט אור לבחינה דלת. So what is בחינה דלת need? Look at that. Curtain. Everything in Kabbalah is duality. Everything in Kabbalah is kind of contradict. 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 Everything is contradiction. You can draw it, but the curtain will stop you from having it. It's shocking. We study on Monday that to begin of spiritual journey, you have to stop enjoy the normal thing like drinking, sleeping, eating. You know? So, what God did with water, food, and sex, He put pleasure in it. Why? If God would not put pleasure in it, it wouldn't be no kids, no food, no water. Do you understand? The pleasure within, the necessity thing, was implanted by God, so we would desire it, so we will multiply the children. Do you understand me? I'm losing you. It was already designed that way. So the Chachamim, the sages in the Talmud and the Mishnah, they had so much power just to appreciate when we go to Israel who they are, who is buried there. Sometimes people don't know. So those people decide to cancel that. No desire for sex, no desire for food, no water. And then everybody will be righteous. They change it right away back because the chickens start dying. After a few years, nothing happening. So they realized that it's true that sexual behavior could be wrong, but it was decided to be that way and designed to be that way. So because that's the seed of creating children. And the same with food is what keeps you alive. The same with water, what keeps you alive. You know, you had to be this way, you know. So Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase, drawing everything, צריך עליה מסך. But בחינת דלת need a curtain, so the light will not spread. So between the engine to the fulfillment of that engine, there's a curtain. Curtain. It's a beautiful. Try to imagine yourself now for a second. The engine is your strong desire. What do you want in life? The fulfillment is outside. And then there is a curtain. When do you stop? In the thought? In the action, When is the procedure? How does this procedure look like? Do you wait for it to develop a little bit and then you say no? Or you say no in the middle, or you say no, you understand? What is to say no? And now you know why that people who do tshuva are higher than righteous. The Talmud teaches that people who can do tshuva on something are higher than righteous. How come? Righteous never have desire of that wrongdoing, where the wicked has a desire to do the wrong thing. And for him to say no, for her to say no to that, that's an achievement. Because only a person who tastes something can put the curtain. But if you never taste it, how can you say no? How can you say no? So that's why it say, Makom sheba letshuva omdim, a place where the Baal Tshuva, the people who do tshuva, are standing. Afilu, even righteous, cannot stand at that level. How can they be righteous? No. Because the Baal Tshuva means somebody, for example, somebody is like to steal. There is people like this, like to steal. After a while, they make a decision not to steal. It's in their blood. It's in their system. Can't say no to them. There is the same with sex. There is the same with food. You know, a bad habit of eating. You know, obesity. I mean, people judge fat people, but it's a disease. They can't stop. They don't think that something is wrong. They grab another burger and another thing, and they poop, poop, and pizza, and pizza, and Kentucky Fried Chicken, and all the list. But there's no masach there. You understand? Between the fulfillment to the desire, there is no masach. What happens when there is no masach? There is no free will. If you cannot stop yourself from what doing, what are you losing? You're losing the free will. You no longer have a free will. So the day that you stop yourself from getting what you want, what's your reward for that? Free will. Free will. You get your free will back. Is a dog ever free will? No. The birds have a free will? No. Only one creation has a free will. Human being. And all of them losing it once they lose the curtain. Once they cannot say no to something, they no longer have that too. So they become what? They're going down from, it's called nefesh, nefesh in the soul level, to nefesh behemit. To nefesh behemit, behemit means a beast. A soul of a beast. They become a beast. The human become a beast. They look like human. But they can control. They can control. They can control. Whatever it is, drugs, they have to do drugs. Sex, they have to do sex. They don't want to do sex. They have to do it. Why? They don't even know why. They don't remember why. They don't even, why am I doing it? I don't know. So it's become like a machine. Once they stop, they wake up, they create a curtain, all of a sudden, 1 second. Now they choose. So it's all day long. And the dog bark. No free will. It's a machine. You understand the tree? So it's a reflex. Everything is a reflex. A human being becomes a reflex. What once a human being cannot control desire? So it's important. It's very important before I even go to the subject here. So you're about to drink tea, water, speak also. How much free will you have over the speech? Very difficult, very difficult. I'm start talking. Would you be able in the middle of argument to cut it in the middle? It's very important. It's a practice in the middle. Like you say, I want to show to you something so important. And then you say to yourself, Eliyahu, can you stop now? That's power. For that reason, the Kabbalists, old generation, thousands of years ago, as they get older, the memory get better. It was no Alzheimer's there or all kind of other disease of the brain. How come? Because what is the brain built from? The brain basically has nothing in it. One day they will discover it because it's ensof. What is the brain in the body? Ensof, endless. Right? It's covered by what you call it, membrane. Right? Like almost like a membrane, it's called? The
Membrane.
Membrane. So it's look like almost like a, how does it look like? How would you describe it?
Jello?
Jello, no, that's, I'm talking about another piece.
Tissue.
Another piece. It's almost like nothing. It's covering it.
Isn't it?
Huh?
Yeah.
No, memory, there is different thing. There's on the muscle, but there is liquid here too. It's liquid. But there's many parts. There's many parts, but there is a thin look, almost like garlic. Whatever surrounding the garlic, it's like a paper, like nothing. It's a massage. It's correct. So how is your brain being developed? You ever happen to you forget something and you let it go and you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Start using your brain, right? Once your brain let go, you know, but can you remember that? Sometimes two people fighting. And the two people fighting, and one of them, there is, I'm in the middle of taking care of a couple, I'm sure they're listening to me. In the middle, they're afraid to forget tomorrow what they were fighting about. You heard of a scheduled fight? I never heard of that. So they're writing it down for tomorrow to continue. So that sounds bad to me, but maybe I'm Israeli, so. Because we might forget about what's the argument about and we don't have our point, almost like lawyers. They are lawyers, actually. So it's too organized. So they use the brain, I think, wrongly, because based on Korean and Chinese, people are suffering for like forgetting thing and Parkinson and all kind of things that people are suffering from. It happened a lot of time to control people, smart people. It doesn't happen to other people. That's what they say. So maybe it makes sense that we are pushed away. Sorry. The light down for the camera, right? As a membrane. You see, the paper, the thing. Why it cannot have light? Because that's how the light spread. It hit the massage. Okay? Above me, close the light, professional producer who was here. Okay? So she was shooting me for YouTube. And she teach me that cannot be light. She said to me, sometimes less is more, she tell me. So really, where did you get that from? So what do you mean? That's in our profession. We say less light, sometimes more. And you have to have the light in the background, but you should not have too much light because you have to do less. And they brought all kind of things to make the light less. I said, wow, this is a lot of information. Anyway, so Prina Dalet, always want. The body, always want. Yosef HaTzadik, in the middle of sexual relationship, in the middle. Back off. No. Stuff. Is already in whatever you call the words together. And back off. You know, this is, it say that she the clothing was left in her hand. Okay? And the clothing in English, in Hebrew, is called bigdo. Bigdo is mean cheating also. The word bigdo and cheating is the same. Leave God, same verb. So the idea, the clothing is a noun or leave God is a verb, you know, meaning cheating or clothing, meaning that she felt cheated on by the clothing. And then she called the police to catch him. So everything that you do has to be defined with your desire, Prina Dalet. And then how is your curtain doing at that moment? How are you doing there? How are you doing? You don't want to receive something that you can't give. You don't wish for yourself, think that you can never share it after that. When Debbie got this house, which is quite big for us, she got it for the sake of sharing. So it has to be in the mind, sharing. Going back to my first question. So when do you start that stop? In the mind, in the action, when does it begin? Of course, if you do it in the mind, life is easier. Once you don't, then life becomes difficult. Very difficult to stop the body or the talk. But easier to catch it in the keter. But most people don't can. You get angry. You feel you're right. You're going to tell the other person you're wrong. Can you stop it in that moment? Can you give a compliment? You know, I have now a wonderful three sister from beautiful Beverly Hills. The father died. The mother has issues. Now money come involved. You know, there's money involved. Money get involved. Everybody becomes smart and losing a little bit the masach. losing a little bit the curtain. What do you do? Who's right, who's wrong? If you hear every case, they're all right. Yeah, right. She's right, she's right, she's right. Then start to talk about each other. And then Lashon Hara, and then problem. In the end of the day, what they want? Is it only about the money? There's more. It's no longer that they think about what they want. They lost what they want. They are busy with, we can't stop ourselves from receiving. That's when the problem begins. And until you can't stop yourself from receiving, I'm sorry, it's just going to go wrong. And every time you're going to get what you want, you're going to suffer. So when you learn, say no. Not because polite, you know to yourself, not to the other person. Only in Israel they say no to the other person. They have a word for it, it's called rega. Resh gimel ayin. Rega means a second. 1 second, please. 1 second. They always tell you 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. Try to tell them 1 second, see what they're going to do to you. But to you, they say, hey, rega, 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 rega. What? That's how you do it with the hand. Rega. Don't do it in Italy. Rega, rega, rega. Okay? So, the idea is restriction exists in Israel. The filament, the curtain exists in Israel. It actually exists. But not for the individual, for the other person. Everybody wants you to restrict. Everybody wants you to stop. And that's why I say, whoever lives in Israel and acts spiritually, righteous. No question about it. To live in Israel and to be spiritual, you're righteous. Righteous, for sure. Not because the circumstances, the people that you meet, the situation you're going to meet, are designed specifically for your tikkun. To the details. Your car, your parking, your food, your neighbors. To the details. There's no mistake in Israel. When you live outside of Israel, Baruch Hashem, it's beautiful. Ask every Israel, oh, we're in the Garden of Eden. Every Israeli know. They know, but they don't know. Even the non-spiritual, they know. They go there. Because the opportunity finds you. It's almost like they announce in heaven a few tikkuns right there. And it's find you. It's just find you. Your fear, you're going to deal with it. Everything that you can imagine, you're going to deal with. I always, my sons, my wife always tell me, don't rent the car in Israel. Always. It never ends up well for me. Never. Can you imagine never? What's my track record? Zero. It should be minus. It shows you that everybody desires so strong and there is no masachim, so you're going to meet. You might play it fair, the other person don't, you have a problem. You feel being, it's not fair. You take a car, you want to return the car, right? The guy who want to take the car, he says, I'm sorry, I'm busy now. Go around the block and until I be ready for you. Think like this. Deal with it. If I live in Israel and I'm strong, I go, I put the car in front of his store and nobody going out, nobody going in, lock the car, put the key in the office and say goodbye. All Israeli will do it. The guy will learn his lesson, he will change, everything is okay. But then you misbehave. What about your curtain? Did you understand that? So, What to do? I want to act with my curtain, but I can't. Oh, you can. But you have to trust God that it's going to take you all the way. So being spiritual here, when you play spiritual in LA, in New York, it's nice. It's not even 5%. Five, not even five. You're going to Israel, it begins with the hotel. With the driver, with the car, with the food, with the thing. But when you're a tourist, the soul don't change. Dari talk about it. The soul, it takes time for the soul. It's about 3 months. If you live in Israel 3 months, your soul starts shifting. They take all the other soul that experience here in LA and everything. Whoop, they put the new one here and they wish you good luck. The angel wish you good luck. But if you do it there, trust me. I mean, the good news, Moses never went to Israel. Huh? It's good, right? But it's not because it was less, it was more. Because Moses' level was so high, if he went to Israel, everybody else would fall. What does that mean? His Prina Dalet, is the fourth phases by him, was so high. He drew everything in, and he was able to push everything away. So he brought the bar of spirituality very high. So if anybody walk into Israel with him, they will die. That's why he couldn't go to Israel. Baal Shem Tov, what about Baal Shem Tov? Never went to Israel. He tried. And then he lost his mind. Tremendous. If you look at some tzaddikim in the places where they bury, Morocco, Rabbi Amram ben Diwan, Rabbi David Moshe, some Kabbalists, Rabbi Yaakov Abu Hatzera, the Abu Hatzera family, the grandfather of the Baba Sali, which I read from the Zohar last week. Somebody let me watch the Zohar, beautiful. Rabbi Yaakov Abu Hatzera, the one who fly with the carpet, buried in Egypt. The place kept by the Muslim. The Muslim are respecting this place. So, there is mystical thing in our universe about people who have like power, but what big the power? They want everything and they're able to push it back. The question is, do you want to enjoy this life to a full capacity? And everybody says, of course. But to enjoy for full capacity make you drive by the reflex. You not drive by the who you are. You don't even know why you're doing what you're doing. It's just, I have to do it. I have to say hello to the guy. I have to say hello to the girl. I have to give a kiss. I have to, you know. There's no pasach. There's no, I want. And I go after what I want. So all your life, what drive you? What you want, not you. The driver is gone. Who's driving you? What you want. So can you imagine to, and that's why all those lectures for Les Brown, Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar are not related to the masach. They never talk about the masach. They never talk about the curtain. They only talk about drive toward your desire. Now Tony Robbins, thank God, is changing. I don't know how old is he, 63. And he started talking about the ability to say no to yourself. Only now, the last months. I don't know why. I mean, he started talking about the divine and God, the spirituality. They're nice. You know? So he start talking about fulfillment versus success. You know, like, are you really happy? And it's beautiful. Beautiful. So, I think that's clear. וזה הכלל. כל המשכת אור מחויבת להיות רק בבחינת דלת שבנצל. Every drawing of light has to come from the fourth phase within the emanated. ואף על פי שאין כוונה להמשיך שמור. Even after the צמצום, there is no purpose to have light there. So why is the fourth phase drawing light? We know there is no mistake. So if the fourth phase keep drawing light, and there is never going to be a light in fourth phase, why is it even drawing? הטעם הוא שהאביות שהיא למעלה מבחינת דלת, אינה רואה להמשכה כנל. There's no, it's not deserved to have light of צמצום. ואפילו בחינה א' ובחינה דלת רואה יותר להמשכה. Even the first phase of the fourth phase, because every phase has four. So there is first of the fourth, second of the fourth, third of the fourth, fourth of the fourth. Okay, and also in the third, you have fourth of the third, third of the third, okay? So we're talking about the fourth. So even the first of the fourth can draw more light, receive more light, than the fourth of the fourth. מהבחינה ג' האמיתית. אפילו בחינה א' שבבחינה ד', הוא יותר להמשכה. מהבחינה ג' האמיתית. So you say, no, you say, the first phase of the fourth phase deserve to get more light than the third phase altogether. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because the system called the fourth phase is the engine. שהיא למעלה, כלומר שהיא זכה בכל בחינת דלת לגמרי. לפחד כבר קלה כל בחינת דלת ואין בחינת דלת. אין שם עוד מי שימשיך אומר אין סוף ברוך הוא ונשק שם אור לגמרי. So what happened? If there is no בחינת דלת, if there is no fourth phase, who's going to draw the light? There's no light. So the only way you can draw the light is by that engine, desire. ומתוך שהמשכה צריכה להיות מבחינת דלת, יחד עם זה צריכה למשמור על עצמה, שלא יתפשט אור לבחינת דלת, חמת הצמצום הנעשה לבחינת דלת, כן התקנה עצמה, את המסך השומר על דבר כזה. So, we can't cancel the fourth phase. It's like binding of Isaac, same thing. You can't kill Isaac, but need to bind Isaac. What does Isaac represent? Strong desire. Strong desire. That's what Isaac represents. Strong desire. So what do you do? You don't kill him, but you bind him. You take him la'ola, you take him to the altar, but you're not actually killing him. You just bind him, and then let go. So the whole story of Abraham and Isaac is more about the concept of what do you do with the fourth phase? Because fourth phase is tremendous. The whole story with Isaac and Esau and Jacob, what does Isaac represent? The left column, it's all the light. The light for full capacity, everything that can come. What does Esau represent? Right? What is Esau? Why is Isaac said to Esau, go make me food. Go make me food. Go make me food. Because Esau is basically connect to that left column and go make me food, meaning that Isaac, who happened to be playing the role of, let's say, left column, how God wanted the universe to be, the original creation, fought him to avoid, it was supposed to be left column. What is left column? Full capacity of the light. All the fulfillment. Go to Esau, say, go around and find me some food. What is go around? It's Rosh Hashanah. Go around and find all the sin of the people. Break him. Rivka, go to Yaakov. Can't let it happen. So, Mom, but can I say, we're going to fool the dark side. That's what we're doing in Rosh Hashanah. We're going to fool him. That's why I say we get confused. We confuse the dark Lord. That's the meaning to it. Feels there. So why is it the voice of the voice is Jacob? Why is Isaac have to say it? What voice? What do we call that? What is going to sleep? Zeranpin. What is Zeranpin? Tiferet. Tiferet is Jacob. The shofar is Jacob. What do we do with the shofar? Sound, voice, the voice of Jacob. That's the shofar. So without the soul, what we do, what type of blowing we do? Avram, Isaac, and Jacob. Tekiah is Avram. Shvarim is Isaac. Trua is Jacob. So what is Jacob? We are going, we're doing, creating a system that all of it, all those judgment will not be unleashed for the next year. All what you do now is tshuva for the last year. When you come to Rosh Hashanah, whatever was wrong will be old against you, like a court. But with the shofar and the covenant and everything we're doing, and that's what we are together. If you know anybody who's not yet, that is dear to you, really, really close to you, like a good friend, make sure they are here. Because what we do, the covenant, the meditation that we do with that, is canceling, not just the last year, I'm talking about, mostly it's for the next year, Rosh Hashanah. What you did last year can disturb you to gain what we're doing in Rosh Hashanah. You understand? So it's two things. Two things. What you're doing till Rosh Hashanah is canceling everything. What you do in the morning, before the shofar, the whole system become one. And then with the shofar, you don't let what you did last year disturb what's going to happen next year. That's what you're doing. So if you have somebody dear to you, like you feel that they can benefit, make sure they next to you, make sure they come, make sure, I don't know if we have room actually, but we will open there, we'll be here, it's not a big deal. I've been in many Rosh Hashanah in my life, sometimes we will sit there on the stair and I was happy. If it's right, it's right, you know? Because we have to care about people, it's not about filling up the place, it's about them. Somebody you care about, say, listen, I want you to come, I need you to be there. Somebody you care about, and the next year will be better. Somebody who's stuck, reflex, they live on reflex. Some people go to work on reflex. They don't even know why to go to work. And work can be translated, I'm going to work. In English, it sounds the same. The verb, going to work. Like, and going to work as a description, as a noun, right? In Hebrew, it's different. Avodah v'la'avod. Avodah is the place, the location. La'avod is the verb. You know? And then you should ask them, why are you going to work? Why are you going to work? What's happening there? Most people don't even know. They know there is money involved. They know money, the work, that's it. But they don't think, there is no stop, there is no masach. Why am I doing it? Machine. So sad. But it's a tikkun too. Tikkun has all right about it. It's a tikkun. Tikkun. That's a tikkun. Not to think. It's almost like a punishment. They have to go like an animal and just work. Just work. I don't need to think. I have somebody I tried to help for such a long time. It's a she. She cannot figure out the concept that she can work better, smarter, and do less. And it's funny, I met a psychologist that I talked to her about it. So, Eliyahu, you know, your type of personality, I don't know what she called me, she think I'm a certain personality, I disagree, but that's what she say. And she said that you cannot understand why the person will not just take your advice, do it, and have a perfect life. The big deal. What are you doing? You're suffering. Make half of the money. Here I talk to you. In 6 months, you'll do double the money and almost not working. I don't get it. I don't get why people will suffer. And they're mostly Capricorn. I'm sorry if I'm hurting any Capricorn. You know? So why? Why you beat yourself up? Why?
It's almost like, how can I suffer that come? Don't get it. You can have a perfect life. Now that's it. But once Capricorn becomes spiritual, the highest. Nobody can pass Capricorn in spirituality. Because when they let go of what they call cause and effect and five senses, they're at the highest level. But until they get there, sometimes they never get there. It's very sad when I watch them, how much they suffer. Capricorn suffer the most. But they need to get a slap, sometimes wake them up. Or life will slap them. But a lot of time when life slapped them, I met a lot of them, nothing happened. And I don't know why. I'm trying to figure out why a person will not understand there is an opportunity. There is a way. Because what is he saying to us here? יחד עם זה צריכה לשמור על עצמה. The fourth phase have to keep yourself safe. Why? Because the fourth phase is all about drawing. So you gotta keep yourself to say no to the drawing. Why are you going to work? Why? Stop. Why are you going to work? What's your track record because you went to work, and what's happening now? You know, somebody was here today and he told me something funny. He said to me, I think I've become a lay person. I like that guy. So what do you mean? I think I found the formula to work less and make more money. Does it make sense to you? He said. And I said to him, I love it. I love what you just say. Because there is a way to think. You have to change it here. My cousin, God bless his soul and God keep him healthy, he's living in Israel. So he called me. He's a Leo, he's not Capricorn. Different story with him. God bless him. He has the Messiah syndrome. Messiah, I think it's. He born Tisha B'Av, 9 days of Av. So he believes that maybe he's the Messiah born. And Leo can help himself. So he tell me, he called me, Leo! Yes! A human being doesn't have to work. The result will be the same. I say, I agree. He said, what do you mean? We're not going to have some debate? I said, no, I agree, actually. This is because we always argue it. So this is a good one. But I told him something, and he liked it. It's not for everybody. I said to him, his name is Monty Mordechai. I said, Monty, it's not for everybody. You got to get there here. That's why the masach stay in the mind. If you believe that you don't have to go to a location and to work, it starts happening. Your angel will start drawing it. If you believe love is supposed to be easy, you're going to draw that. If you believe that you're meant to be healthy, like there's a woman who has Alzheimer's, I'm sure you read about it, right? It's all over the news. And her memory came back. She's 82 years old. So professor and doctor flying in now to just... They want to know everything because they don't know how it happened. They want to know what happened here. Because if they cure that, I don't know if you understand it, this disease is a very heavy duty. My father, unfortunately, he has Parkinson and then Alzheimer's. So it's a weird, it's a very tough on the family. Very tough. It's one of the worst things. And the idea what I'm trying to share with you is all those things that are happening now in the physical universe are something that the light gives us with the dropper. Say, that can happen. You just have to draw it. Draw it. Make sure you draw it. And from time to time, you see a few miracles happen. He spray us with some miracle. And we need to get enthusiastic and excited to say, why not? Why do I go to place of work? Why am I driving to work? It doesn't mean to stay home and do nothing. First, that's why I said to Monty, it's not for everybody. You have to start here. It's starting here. Let's say you want to make $200,000 a year, okay? And you're making right now, let's say, I don't know, 95. You change it to 200. It's a lot of money. How can I sit at home and make nothing and make me money? You have first year. And that's where it starts. And then opportunity will find you. Cafe will find you. Things will find you. Flat tire will find you. On the middle of a highway, somebody comes to help you. There are the people who teach you $200,000. It's life, guys. Life find you. But the Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase, has to be working without you receiving exactly what you want. So who put the curtain on Bchina Dalet? Not God, not the endless. She did. She, because Bchina means it's a female. The fourth phase did it. The fourth face say, hey, I found a way to be the master. I cannot be master of getting everything I want, but I can be a master of being able to say no to everything I want. This was the revelation. I mean, you might find it not profound. I find it very profound. To be the master of saying no, to me. It's an all new concept, guys. And hopefully once with the public speaker, the famous one, will go out there and talk about it, it will be a new discovery. You know, my dream is actually to be super famous so I can say it actually to people. It's one of my dreams. Like I always meditate, Central Park, half a million people, to tell them, we are here to teach you how not to get what you want. That's my dream, to say that verse. My dream. And the people who stay there to have like bands and rock concert and everything and have that, say, okay, people, here we go. And to change the mind of people, to do a diet for 40 days of not getting what you want. From food point of view, from relationship point of view. We change the universe. That's Messiah. This is it. Because you bring the Messiah. Like, so, but your life becomes powerful. Then what you get is a reward. First, I say free will. What's the second? Confidence. Confidence comes not from getting what you want, from the ability to control what you want. Then you start feeling great about yourself. So people who are insecure, not control their desire. That's why they're insecure. And then, insecure. The secure system not working well. The insecure. Do you follow me? Am I doing it okay with the English? Insecure? The secure system broke. What is the secure system? The masach, the curtain. So because the insecure, you tell it to people, help people like that. Insecure. So you have to tell them how often you say no to yourself. You have to put them on a task. Something, let's say, sugar, milk, chocolate, something like that. You know? Insecure. People come to me to do healing, right? I went to New York, I went to London, I went to different places, and oh my God, miracle making. Am I a miracle maker? I'm not. What am I doing actually when I do the healing? I'm not doing a lot. But all what I do, I activate the masach. That's it. Activate something that nobody would activate. So activate this. Activate slowly, slowly, boom. And things start to happen to them. They don't know. If they keep going and they're able to keep the masach well, good. If it tear apart, they have to come back. They have to fix it again. Then they go out there, things start to happen, they get excited, they want it. You know, it's almost like a light bulb that they have that wire that broke. You can use it. Why you can use it? One side give you, one side receive. You have to. Very hard. I find it very hard for me, I'm sure for you too. I find it very hard, you know, very hard. Very difficult. Very difficult. I was going with a client here. So he talked to me about a person that, and God was with me. I didn't make the miracle. He respect me a little bit too much, which is terrible for my ego, terrible for my before Rosh Hashanah, but that's the way it is. So I walk with him and he talked to me about this and that. Just tell him, let's work on your spirituality. He's a businessman. Let's work on your spirituality. Try to push it away. Try to say no to yourself. Try to say no to that. And we work on it for a few weeks. So we took a walk in one of those streets with a fancy restaurant. We walk around and said, you know what, let's walk in for a drink. Walking into a drink, the person he has an issue with is sitting there. They don't even leave in LA. He looked at me. So what happened? I said, what are you going to do now?
Sorry, and I missed that. Could you say it again, please?
See, that's a masach. What do you think it is? It's masach. Wow. I love you. So why would be active? So the masach you do will give you next level. So the next level you come, what do I do? You know? And he looked at me, I look at you and said, can you overcome that? No anger, no nothing. We get out and he say all kind of words as he come out of the and lines. But you use holy moly, freaking what kind of words? Oh my God. He was scared a little bit. He thought it's me. I'm trying to tell him it's not me. He did the work on himself. Like he did the work. I helped him to do the work, and then things start to happen. Do you understand? You do the work, it's gotta, you gotta start seeing it. But once you see it, then next level. You don't do the work, sorry. And doing the work, meaning building the curtain. But keep your desire. So what is Bchina Dalet say? I'm going to build a curtain and give that light that come to me back. Where is that light go to? Shorsho. Shorsho means to the roots. That light that we push back from the curtain up is not disappear, Sir Rav Ashlag. It becomes Or Chozer, returning light, right? Shiporosho, Shimimenu Bchinat Klei Kabbalah, Lor Elyon. So, what is happening to that light? What is Or Chozer exactly? Is a receiving, new receiving vessel. So, how you receive things now? By creating a new vessel. What is the vessel made from? Light. What type of light? Returning light. I don't want it. So the amount of what you want, going back because of the curtain up, and that become a revelation for everything outside of yourself. Most people say, okay, is that the system will make my life easier and better? Not necessarily. But it will make everybody else's life better. When Mashiach will come, so it say that everybody will be able to do pushback. So when everybody can do pushback, whatever they want, we're all going to benefit from everybody, and you and everybody will benefit another person. That's called the Messiah. So try to imagine, let's say, 10 people in the room, and 9 doing pushing back, the one from the 10 receiving it. Then that one, together with another 8, also pushing. So that one, you understand? That's called Messiah. So everybody's, no. That's the ultimate. But I say it's not fair, because you can live in a society that you do and they don't. So what happened? They're going to suck your energy. Do you understand what's going on? So that's why it's written that in the time of the Talmud, Rabbi Yossi, it's a very, very known story. Somebody tell him, listen, I'm going to give you every day a lot of gold to live in our town. You're a great Kabbalist, you're a great rabbi. We need you around. He said, but you have nobody in your town that is spiritual. I said, yes, but. He said, no, I can't do it. I can't. And I will not. He said, but you're going to be rich. He said, I don't want it. I want to be a place of everybody's Kabbalist, everybody's study Torah. Because then you can bounce off the Masachim. So there is so much light in the city. The light in the city is full of light because nobody wants. I don't want. Can you imagine if Aleh will practice? It will be a different state every time. You know, Aleh will practice for 3 days. I don't want nothing. You're laughing, guys, but this is where it's going. This is the goal. I'm talking about it, not to you. I'm talking to the world right now. That's what I want. That's called Kabbalah. You want to know what Kabbalah means? Kabbalah. Receiving. Bchina Dalet. How to do Kabbalah. How to receive. That's why it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah. Because of the fourth phase. Now you know why it's called Kabbalah. Like I write in my book, in the first chapter, I'm sure you read it now. So about all the receiving technique. It's all change. You gotta understand. It's rainbow. Often, so drawing the light, the fourth phase, and the curtain, it's almost like one, Sev Rav Ashlag. How can that be? The fourth phase and the curtain on top, it's one thing. Because they're both part of the drawing light from the end, so from the ends. The hardness of the curtain. Where is the curtain located? Not physically located. Like, where is it? Exactly next to the avyut. Avyut means thickness or roughness or strongest desire of the fourth phase. So, wherever there is strongest desire to the fourth phase, that's where you have the masach, you have a strong masach. If you have a masach, that's why we never mention in Kabbalah just the level of the curtain. We mention always the level of the desire. So, every time you talk about fourth phase, you know you mean also the curtain. You mean the curtain of the fourth phase. וגם אנו כדי לקצר הלשון, נקנה המשכת האור בין סוף על שם המסך בלבד, וכן דבר היציאה את המדרגות זו וזו לחנה גם כן בשל הזדקחות האוויר. So Rav Ashlag said, to make it shorter, every time we are talking about drawing light from the endless, we're going to name it by the masach, by the curtain, and the levels that go from one to another, from first to second to third to fourth, we also will call them izdakachut aviyut. We're going to call them clarification of the thickness. Now, aviyut is not exactly translated. The little translation means thickness. But aviyut, something you refine. What's the opposite of refine? What's the word in English for the opposite of refine? What would it be? Should I say rough? Rough would be good. Okay, rough. So, izdakachut aviyut, meaning clarification of the roughness. Because if the masach is rough, it should be more or chozer. But why is the masach rough? Because there is below that prina dalet, that fourth face. Then you need a rough masach to shoot it back. אף על פי שהכוונה היא על הקשיות שבמסך, ותזכור שהכוונה היא על שיעורי האביות שבבחינת דלת העושים תל הבחינות קשיות במסך. So it's all, when we talk about the fourth phase, if we talk about the first phase of the fourth phase, the מסך there is not so rough, the first. You want to say something?
It's
so?
Thickness.
Huh?
It's thickness.
Aviut is thickness? Wow. But that, it's not clear for them when I say thickness. Yeah. The translation is thickness, but it's okay if you understand it. So the first phase of the fourth doesn't have so much roughness. The fourth of the fourth, that's where we are, Olam Hazeh, in this world. But it's very difficult to be spiritual and think about how can you say no when everybody around you say yes. It's very difficult. Very difficult. That's why Rav Ashlag write in his book, what is a free will? He asked, what is a free will? And he write, choosing of your environment. You think, free will is to eat, not to eat, do drugs, not to do drugs, cheat, not cheat, what else? Ego, no ego. He said, no. Environment. If your environment is okay, you're going to make it. If your environment is really not okay, you're not going to make it. So free will is actually one thing. Choosing of your environment is very tough. So some of us came from family that, what should I say, a little bit issues, you know, this we can call it this dysfunctional family. You know, when I look back, I mean, I'm not judging my parents, but it's tough to be a parent. It's tough. You don't know. There is no books to tell you how your kids will be and what's going to be here. You don't know anything. Okay? Like my son asked me the other day, did you know what you were doing? Say, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. So what, you guess what to do with us? So I asked some people, and yeah, I mean, I don't know. The first bat that we gave you, I panicked basically. Then we called the neighbors, and it was a mess. A mess. It was a mess, guys. A mess. Not funny. Not funny. First diaper change for me was a nightmare. Everything here, but what I'm trying to say with that is that experience, that life gets you to a place where it develops you, and in every family there's dysfunction. Okay? But I'm not judging my mother for being dysfunctional. She had to work, she had to make money. She had to wash floor like here. She had to wash dishes for people. She had to wash schools, building. My father, after he come from work, he leave at 6, he wake up 4:30 in the morning, come back 2:30, finish work, come home, shower, eat, then go work at 9 p.m. to wash some school, so we will be okay. So yes, Eliyahu upset, he didn't show me love. But when did he have a chance to show you love? When was the chance to do it? You understand what I'm saying? So we all come from some thing, but what was the free will? Did you change your environment, or you stay there because it's comfortable? Question. Did you change the environment, or it was changed for you? Is that? So I did. I mean, I left home.
I left home because I feel like it's great dependency. Dependency. You know, so people say, oh, did you know? I say, I didn't know. I just knew it's a problem. I look around my sister, this is something off about it. I left to worse condition, way worse. And I had to learn it on my skin. So what? Well, the other day, my son Judas, he asked me about all my life, what did I do? He said, you didn't know what you were doing? You didn't know where you were? So when I came to New York, didn't know where I'm going. New York, I have no idea what happened. So this, I want to tell you that if you're not willing to change your environment, and, you know, we've been in New York, so we tell to the kids, what if we move to New York? What do you think about it? And the kids, you know, the way they say no, because they love us so much, is they don't answer back. Fully respect us. I wasn't like that. And so I said, I can arrange good school. I can save a lot of money. I showed them the whole. And so in the end, they bring me talk. I said, I don't think we're ready for a move. Because we used to, Debbie and me, so used to environment change. We bought in our life before. We were all about environment change because we believe you choose something else. As a pregnant, if I would be single, I'm sure I would try other places. Like I would not even wait a second. I would try so many things until I get it right. I would not rest until I get it right. There's no such a thing that I would not get it right. I was in New York. So I met this person who changed environment, but a little bit too much. I couldn't believe what he did because I had to see it with my own eyes. He's a guy that was here for Rosh Hashanah with his family and father-in-law, and his wife was pregnant with two kids in the front, remember? So I want to see what he's all about. Don't know him. So he was in a Wall Street tie suit. And that's the story he told me, but I had to see the story. And what's the name of the neighborhood where we stay?
Tribeca.
Tribeca is a fancy area. You should see it. It's beautiful. So he decided one morning, is all work. I don't know if you know how Wall Street work. It's a very serious work. The stress is beyond, I don't know if you can even imagine. So the seeing start to cut his tie. That's the first sign. Next morning, he decided no more tie. 3 weeks after that, no socks, 3 weeks after that, no shoes. Problem, of course, you know where it's going. And then he left. And of course, everybody thought it's crazy. He made a lot of money. And he bought a little store, nothing. Size of this, yeah, size of this one. Ugly. And he started digging himself. He started painting and doing it all himself. He turned it into, it's not even a bar. I don't know what you call it. When people come to drink and talk. So there is drink, but it's not a bar. They call it the name. I forgot the name they call it. So I go, and people meet each other there. And this, and he turned it into a second, into a third, into a fourth. Make a lot of money now. Now, all the fancy hotel call him if he can design their hotels in a certain way that it will look cool. He have a business, guys. He have a business. Now, are you willing to change your environment? Are you willing to change where you are? Are you willing to change your personality? Are you willing to change anything? Maybe you lack of bravery. Maybe you're not brave enough. So why would you ask, now going back to what I started with, why would you ask the light to give you so much when you're not brave enough to go ahead and get it? You don't have bravery. You don't have the guts to do anything. But you want that everything come to you. If that's what you want, it can be delivered to you. But you wouldn't know what to do with it. So that's why you are not raising your bar. You're always going to end up with leftover. Everything in your life will look like leftover. Because you don't have the b'china dalet. You know, your soulmate, leftover. The food, leftover. The money, leftover. And after the leftover, demand more from the universe by demanding more from yourself. Demand more from your basar. Change your environment. Go to an environment where there is a free will, which is better. Have new friends. Get on that app called Meetup. I'm sure you know about it, right? I go there to different events, different things. Mostly disappointment, 95%. But it's okay. It's okay. What I love about me after I experience it, that I don't give up. I keep trying. Tennis, chess, book reading, spirituality. I don't know what else. Jewish couple, above 50. All kind of weird things. All kind of things.
you know, it's mostly 95%. So Debbie, tonight, will tell me something that I disagree with her, but that's what you say. Say, your bar is way too high. You know, this is normal. You ask more than the normal. So I ask more than normal. Say, no, you want 20, and normal people live to 8. Enough. So I said, I don't see it. I really don't see that. I'm in the process. It happened only tonight, so I'm thinking about it. Like, is it true? Because I said, when I want a connection, I want a connection. Maybe because I'm Scorpio, I want all the way. I don't know gray. All the way. So each person has to think about, are you capable of changing your environment? It's not just a place of location. It's, what is the neighbor that you don't say hello to if you live in the building, or to the right, or to the left? I met somebody 5 years ago to go door to doors in an apartment building in New York. Say hello to everybody and give them cookie. Of course, when I gave that task, he wanted to kill me. Now he doesn't stop it every year in the same time. When we move here, we went around the entire block and around here, give cookie to everybody and say, we are here. Yesterday, Debbie and Racheli went door to doors. Debbie baked cookies. And we said, Shana Tova to everybody. Vital Transformation, we'll tell you Shana Tova. We are here, everybody. It's important, guys. Change. Go out of yourself. You can't just sit there and do a mitzvah. Do things out of the ordinary. The next time you're going out, go sit in a weird place in a restaurant. Do some massage. What's the worst seat in the restaurant? Sit there. It's your massage. What's the worst seat? I want to get the worst seat. Can you get me the worst seat? Go to the worst restaurant. Change your environment. See what's happening there. Everybody, I want to get the best. I want to get the best. How is the worst seat look like? How does it look like? Don't you want to know? When you go to a basketball game, there is, what do you call it, nosebleeder? You know, 410. 410? When, what is he saying, Debbie?
It's the nosebleed.
Sorry, nosebleed. Yeah, I have my massage automatic working. So, I have three more. It will remind me of my English. So, the idea is, you gotta not just go after what you want. Just go make your dream come true. But can you challenge yourself? Can you? And when you go out with somebody, do some challenge while you're going out. It's fun. Do some challenge. Can you talk to this girl? Can you talk to this guy? Can you go to that? You know, there is a show on TV, which is tiring now. It's becoming boring. It's three guys or four guys that making challenge each other to do weird stuff. You know, in the beginning it was fun, but this is masachim. This is all masachim. It's embarrassing, but it's masachim. Get yourself going out there. Ask from somebody $1 million, somebody that you hardly know. Good for you. See, they say, listen, I need to raise $1.5 million, and what I have is something. You can do it. So, what are you living for? What are you living for? You don't have like that crazy vision. Hey. Vital is about to bring 500,000 people to Central Park, and this teacher, he has accent, he want to talk about some not receiving thing. We want to raise about $7 million with the parking and this and helicopter. Da, da. They look at you like crazy, but you did it. You go home and say, yeah. Doesn't matter if you score, if they even say yes. Doesn't matter. It's the fun of the massage, the fun of desiring something and not being embarrassed. You understand? You're not going to get it. The masach will not let you get it. But let's say if you get it, what's going to happen to you? I remember I asked somebody one time for $1 million. And he said to me, in how many payment? And I look at him, I said to him, are you really going to give it to me? I said, didn't you ask for it? I said, okay. What do I do now? I didn't know what to do with this. I look like, what do I say after that? You know, like you get confused. So my vessel was not ready. You know? The light was ready. What is it that you don't ask? What is it that you don't want to do? What neighborhood you never went to? What restaurant you would never walk in? It's going to discover so many beautiful sides to yourself. Because just being slave to the Prinadala, to the fourth phase, I want, I get, I want, I get, I want, I get. Because with money, you can get anything you want now. Anything you want. You never try to eat something you hate? I do. It's practice, great practice. Great practice. You go and experience something. Everything is experience. Go play tennis. I mean, in my case, with terrible group that I don't want to play with. Good for me, good. And they will tell me, hey, excuse me. So, oh, thank you. Appreciate that. They're good, good for you. How are you going to grow if all day long you work according to your reflex? You want, you get. You want, you get. Where is the thing? Today, people, young girls came to see me. God bless her and give her a long life. What a sweet person. And she asked me the question I couldn't answer. Couldn't answer. Say, what's the subject you came to see me? You pay so much money to see me. So tell me, what can I help? And she said to me, it's about dating. So I'm not sure I can help. I want to make sure you get the money back. I'm not sure I can help you. I don't know what to tell you about it. So no, you have to hear everything. She say, she's Catholic. So she said, we live in a society that disrespect the Bible, disrespect sex, disrespect that. And she said to me, the market asked me to have sex before I even date. So what are you talking about? So she started telling me like details about things in her school, and not school, in college. I said, what do you mean? First date and talk. I said, yeah, I'm sorry to tell you, but a little bit old. I said, what do you mean? I said, that's what society requires. This is it. You're not part of this marketing team, like sex. You are. And she cried. And I felt so sad that I couldn't help. I said, what to do? And I'm still thinking about it. Like I said, I'm not leaving you alone until I help you with that. Because she's so honest. She wants spirituality. She wants God. She wants love. She wants to connect to a human being. But it has to be what society wants. Because there is no masachim. No curtain in society. Society has no curtain. It's I want and I get. You understand? Nothing. Nothing left. They want sex, they get sex. What is sex, actually? What is sex? No masach. Why it's, you have to wait for the time that the two people will be together and exclusive only with each other. Why? Because then it's a union. Then that's the masach. They are become the masach. Together. The union, the beautiful thing when they are together. But if they're not together, what they do? Abusing each other. Everybody fulfill their own prina dalet by using the other person. They're destroying each other. And then they get tired, of course, after a night. Hey, goodbye, you're the next person. Because they dream maybe one day I will feel better with the other person. Love is to be developed. It's very hard. Very hard. Very hard. And the temptation, more you live in a society that do it, eventually you're not going to make it. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're righteous. You're going to fall. Everybody's going to fall. There is no righteous who will do a lot of good and live on the land and will not commit a crime. That's what the verse say. So if you live in the wrong environment and you're righteous, you're going to be eventually fall. Very difficult. It's like Moses, once the people start to sin, what God tell Moses? Take your tent out of the camp. Out of the camp. Not get affected. Poor Moses has to be alone. It's not easy. Out of the camp. Because the environment affecting you. Affecting you. I believe I'm not strong as you are. People think I'm strong. I'm not strong. I'm not exposed. If I would be exposed to what you expose, I'm sure I will do less than you. I don't know if I will come on Wednesday to hear some guy who talk about some masach. You know? But Baruch Hashem, not exposed. So that makes me stronger or weaker. In a way, weaker, because I'm not strong enough to handle what you guys handle. You understand? Because if I go to where you go, I said, so how do you do it? The opportunity and the desire and the passion and the lust and the thing and the money and the pride and the ego. Can't run away. Yeah, run away. I remember when I was single, when I was young, it was a situation that somebody tried to teach me the modern style of dating. You know, a lady. It was just before Yom Kippur. I remember it was like today. Yom Kippur. And my friend described it better than me. I don't tell the story well. And he see me, was a little bit slimmer than now. He see me run. He said, I never saw a human being run that fast. He He said, when he catches me, what happened? What are you running away from? I said, I'm running away from myself. I'm running away from me. And he started laughing. So every time in my person, he called me, and he said, you're running away from yourself, Sam. See, I said to him, I knew that my vessel would not do good things. So I started running away. And of course, she laughed, he laughed, everybody laughed. Everybody knows the story. They all saw me running. And you have to know your capability. If you know you're not strong, so run, just run, because you know you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. So the idea is, if you think that your masach cannot protect you from a giant desire, don't be there. You know what I'm saying? If I smell a smell of pizza, don't be next to a smell of pizza. Some people can say no. I look at pizza and say, it's a shame going to the garbage. Shame. How can I look at it? You know? So, what do we want to teach you before Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, you're receiving a new Bchina Dalet. A new fourth phase. With it, you receive also a Masach. So, don't ask for a big desire. Just like that. Ask for a big desire, it's okay. But you understand it's come with a Masach too. So, that means if you ask for more desire, then this year will be very powerful from a point of opportunity will come your way. But can you handle? Can you handle that? Can you handle all the lust and passion and all the opportunity knock on your door? Like when this guy told me $1 million, yes. And you're not ready. What do you do? How do you do curtain? What do you do in this situation? So first time, you not do curtain because you're shy, you're nervous. It's normal to work by itself. But what do you do next thing? What do you do when people come to you? What do you do? What do those famous actors do? The famous singer do? You know, how do you build masach for that when 40 million people tell you are the greatest? They are strong. We are not in their level. That's why they are famous. They're famous, and if they don't know how to put curtain for themselves, for the ego, they die. Or they use drugs, or they use something. They have to do something because that masach has to be built. So somebody who's famous for a long time and able to keep it, that's been they're very spiritual. Successful people, famous people. But if they not, they become a disaster. You understand? Because the 40 million people follow you. You're going to tell me I'm wrong? You can. But that means that my vessel, my Bchina Dalet, is drawing 40 million people. Now, you can only will get opportunity that you can push back. You understand? So, they can actually, but can you imagine the opportunity? I remember first time I met Madonna, she started keep asking me, what's my tikkun? I said, your tikkun is very simple. You're a singer, but that's not your goal of life. You're a singer, it's a tool. It's a tool to affect people's life. You need to do a tour that has spirituality in it. I keep pushing her, you have to do it. Thank God she did it eventually, affecting millions of people. What I'm trying to say, it's not who you are. Everybody has something. But let's say this year, you're supposed to be the most famous person on TV. This year, it's coming. You can have it this year. What are you going to do with it? Can you handle it? The White House will call you. I mean, right now it's rough, but the White House will call you and say, you are the, I don't know, advisor of the entire world. You're consulting of the White House. Everybody come only to ask you. You're famous. You're important. You're rich. You're everything. You're going to write books. But can you handle it? Can you handle it? Handle it mean you can say no to your ego when the ego comes and says, well, Santa, you are one of a kind. That's why when you receive, let's say you receive everything you want and you're not ready to do a curtain, it's a disaster. When you don't receive everything you want, you're not brave enough. You're afraid. Anyway, we can talk forever about it, but we gotta get going here. Thank you for listening. I hope I didn't confuse you.